believe every person has a right to basic knowledge of how to optimize their mind, body, and spirit. Here, I bring to you influential individuals and ideas to help you live a more healthy, fulfilling life. I'm Julie Fouché, and I'd like to welcome you to Pursuing Health. Welcome to episode 11 of Pursuing Health. In this episode, I got to sit down with Dan Bailey for a brief conversation while we were both at Rogue Fitness in Columbus, Ohio. And for those of you who don't know Dan, he's a 5-time CrossFit Games competitor, and he's never finished outside the top 10 at the Games. Most recently, this past July, he placed 4th at the 2015 CrossFit Games. Dan has a background as a collegiate sprinter at Ohio University, and he holds degrees in education and strength and conditioning. He currently resides on a boat in San Diego, despite my best efforts to convince him to move back to Ohio. And few people know that he recently emptied his entire bank account in order to build a school in Kenya through CrossFit's Hope for Kenya initiative. So here Dan fills us in on what he's been up to since the Games, his plans for the upcoming year, and how you can train with him this year through Beyond the Whiteboard. I'm also excited this week to announce the launch of my own training program in partnership with Beyond the Whiteboard. You can learn more about it, how it came about, and what's involved in episode 12 of Pursuing Health, which is now available. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Please leave a review there and continue the conversation on social media using hashtag JFHealth. So now, without any further ado, let's get started with episode 11 with Dan Bailey. Welcome to Pursuing Health. We're here with Dan Bailey, and I'm really excited to find out what you're up to these days, because you never know with Dan Bailey what he's going to do next.
You don't. I never know. Typically, things just happen. So I'm still in San Diego, and I'm still living on the boat. And,
okay. How's the boat coming along?
The boat's coming along. It's slow, very slow, but it's coming along.
What are you working on now?
I just installed another bilge pump, which is kind of like an emergency pump in case water comes in, which is a very real possibility on the boat that I have.
So,
Did that, and then there's some other things I have to do. I don't want to get into it. It kind of annoys me in my head when I talk about it because it's a lot. But I have like this checklist that I'm slowly going down and getting it done. And I was actually talking to Bill and Katie about it one day, about the boat. And he was like, have you taken it out yet? And I'm just like, no, not yet. And he's like, I've been hearing this for like a year now.
I know.
And Bill's like, do you realize if I had an F-16 jet just sitting in my front lawn, eventually I'd try to go fly it. It doesn't matter if I don't know how to do it or not. Yeah, he's like, so just go do it. And I'm like, all right.
Well, take the leap.
Eventually.
Yeah. And for those people listening who don't know, Bill and Katie are the owners of
Rogue Fitness.
And that's where we are right now.
Yep.
So that's really funny. I've been hearing a lot about this too, and how the boat has not yet been out.
It hasn't. It's been out once, but not under its own power.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Was that an accident? It got away?
No, that was on purpose. Okay. Yes. It was getting pulled to get pulled out of the water. Then I had a whole bunch of work done on it while it was out of the water. The serious, the meat of the work is done. So the rest of it I'm going to do. Who knows how long that's going to take.
Okay. So is your plan to stay then until the boat is done and then perhaps move elsewhere? I had heard some whisperings of you moving back to Ohio.
There was. That was the plan initially last year, and then I ended up staying, obviously, for another year to go through this game season. And I had thought last year might have been my last year for individual competition, or this past year, but I did really well. I improved all my numbers, so I think I'm content with staying individual again for at least another year.
And you were so close to that podium this year.
Oh, my gosh. So I know. That didn't
you
help
gotta,
either.
You got to give it another year.
Give it another try for sure. So I think I'm going to stay out in San Diego for another year. Mm-hmm. But eventually, I think I'll be back in Ohio.
Yay.
Yeah.
Back to the Midwest.
That's right.
Well, I can't say anything because if I was living in San Diego, I probably wouldn't leave, be in a rush to leave either.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's just the cost of livings.
Yeah.
When you grew up here and how you grew up in the Midwest with the space you have, I guess, and, you know, the cost of living is so different. When I look at what you would get for a house out there for this, what you would maybe pay here is outrageous.
Two
it's
different
crazy.
Worlds.
Yeah,
completely
very different. Yeah.
Wow. So I'm excited to hear that you are going for another year.
Yeah.
How are you approaching it? What kind of changes are you making for this season?
Again, key in on a little more endurance. It's something that I always put a little extra focus on every year. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that I struggle with. But this past year at the games, I don't feel that I had any big holes in my fitness or anything mm-hmm. like that. I didn't take some risks where I maybe should have, like on the clean and jerk. I think I should have gone a little heavier. Mm-hmm. That's always easy to say in hindsight.
Right.
And then things like the sandbag event, I had a hard time getting a sandbag over a wall. And that added, like, I don't know, 90 seconds or 2 minutes to my time, which is a lot when you're competing against those guys. So, yeah, you know, I was really happy with how my training went this past season. Mm-hmm. I had a couple bumps and bruises coming into the games, but everybody does. That's the way it goes usually. So I wasn't upset about that. And so I'm not going to change a whole lot. I'm going to kind of stick to the same plan and just try to improve the fitness, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Stick with what works.
Right.
That's good. And you, do you do all of your own programming? Do you get inspiration from different places or what is your overall structure?
I do most of my own programming. I follow CrossFit weightlifting.
Okay.
For the most...
That seems to be a popular thing these days.
Yeah.
Especially among the male competitors.
Right. Well, it's Coach B.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
And do you ever get to work with him in San Diego?
Yeah, I get to see him every now and then. If he sees this, he's just going to be yelling at his computer screen because I have not come up to his place yet.
Okay.
Which he just tells me now, he's like, you're just too scared. He's like, don't even bother coming up. You're too afraid.
Right.
He makes me laugh. You haven't had him on your show yet, have you?
I have not, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I will have to have him on my show one
day. I could sit and listen to Coach B talk about anything but weightlifting. For hours. He has so many stories, and I got to sit and listen to some of them before. But, yeah, I mean, Coach B runs That's the site. Great. Basically, it's his thing. So I know that I'm not going to go wrong there. I'm going to get some good programming, and that's one less thing that I have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of running and Metcons and strength, I pretty much program all that myself.
Mm-hmm. And you have that track background. So obviously that helps with running and – you know.
Right. I kind of know how I want to approach that. And that actually carries over into what I do for swimming and a little bit of biking. I mean, assault bike, I guess.
Right.
But I take some of the same principles that I have from track and that I know how to program for that into both of those other two disciplines. I definitely had some help with technique and form from Sage Hopkins. Mm. He's out at, I can't remember what the university is. It's in San Jose.
Okay.
He helped me out for a couple weeks while I was in Santa Cruz once.
On the swimming?
Yeah, on swimming. Technique, what to try to do, what to try to avoid, you know.
That's such a huge learning curve, I think, especially for people who are doing CrossFit who'd never swam growing up, or at least competitively.
Right.
There's such a learning curve there with the skill and technique. So
watching his team in the water, somebody who just knows what they're doing in the water, it's night and day.
Yeah,
you know, I look like I'm drowning while I'm swimming compared to them. Yeah.
Right. At least I feel like I'm drowning, that's for sure.
Metcons, I'm on a couple of different threads with a bunch of different guys, and everybody always sends workouts out. So sometimes I steal from that and change things. And I have a set couple number of workouts that I like to test once every couple of months, test and retest.
Okay.
And it's something I've been doing for probably about a year and a half, 2 years now, and I've gotten three or four of them kind of dialed in. It's like the PRs are getting much smaller now as I keep doing them. But they're just workouts that really focus on, I can track my progress, and then they're things that really focus on what I'm bad at.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So what's an example of one of those that you do on a regular basis?
One of my favorite ones is 30 muscle-ups for time, or 30 muscle-ups, 30 overhead squats at 205, and then 30 parallel handstand push-ups just to an ab mat.
Okay.
I hate overhead squats. Not very good at them, so I kind of sandwiched it in between
something
I'm fairly good at. And the goal is to try to get that under 10 minutes at some point. I'm not close to that just yet, but that would be ideal.
Lots of room for improvement.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay,
so.
That's cool. And you are launching your program this week, right, on Beyond the Whiteboard?
Correct, yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about that, how it came about, why you're opening up some of your programming to other people.
Well, I have almost 2 years worth of programming logged on Beyond the Whiteboard, and started talking with some of the guys that I work with there, and we just thought it would kind of be a cool idea to open that up to the public if they want to see it, if they want to try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to offer two different tracks. You can either do the competitive side, which is pretty much everything that I do, and then the GPP or general physical preparedness side, where I just kind of pick one thing out of the day that I really thought was the main focus, and that's what I post for that.
Okay, so people have two different options. And will you be posting on there so people will be able to compare themselves to how you do on some of the workouts?
Occasionally, yeah. Okay. Not all the time, but yeah.
You got to keep some secrets for the for the competitiveness.
I have to keep some of it behind closed doors.
But of course.
No, there's going to be some cool things I think we're going to do with either Periscope or, you know, Q&As and just some different ways that we're trying to come up to interact with anybody who's doing it.
Right.
To just make it more of a community and more fun for them. So
that's awesome.
It's something that I've never done, and I think it's going to be fun, and try it for a year and see what happens.
See what happens. That's great. Yeah. I'm excited too. I'm working on one myself that's just going to be what I'm doing, and I'm obviously not training for competition anymore.
Come on.
So I know everyone's trying to sneak me back in.
We know that's
The other day, Chris Hinshaw tried to secretly copy me on some workouts he was sending to Camille and Rich.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, and Julie can just do this one too.
You're not done.
Yeah. So I responded to the email and I said, was this a mistake? Did you accidentally copy me? He's like, well, Julie, I'm actually secretly training you for 2018. So.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but I did do the workout because it was a fun, it was a fun rowing workout. But anyways, I'm excited too, because I think it'll be fun. I obviously at this point don't care if people see my scores or what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And for me, I think it'll provide some extra motivation for myself to hold me accountable, because I know other people are going to see, see what I'm doing. And even, in the past years, all my programming had been on Beyond the Whiteboard too. And that was one of the things that always held me accountable, was seeing those scores posted and making sure I logged everything every day. And, it's nice to have those data points in there.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing, they posted, one of your first, when you were learning how to snatch, basically.
Oh, yeah.
You look like a baby deer, like trying to learn how to walk.
Yeah.
And then to what you can do today, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool to see the difference,
it's
you know?
It's so fun to look back. And I'm lucky that I started using Beyond the Whiteboard so early, because I can go back to my first month of CrossFit and look at some of my scores, and it's crazy the way they have the graphs too. You can see like my Fran time starting up, you know, way up high, and how it progressively got better and better over the years.
Right. The only thing that kind of makes me a little nervous about it, like letting people see what I do, is, I mean, you can say this however much you want, but it seems like most people don't understand, but there's no like secret recipe to getting to the games or doing anything. It's just a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can write up any kind of workout or some masterful programming. Obviously, you have to know a little bit about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't work hard and don't put in the time and the effort, it doesn't matter, you know? So I'm interested to see how people are going to react. Like, I'm kind of a little bit afraid of that.
Right.
But what is this? Just random bull crap. Like, why would I do this? Like, I'm worried about that a little bit, but I don't know. That's what I do. So that's all the program is.
Right. And I think it's more than anything, it is the consistency. People might see a day or a week and be like, this isn't anything special, but unless you're doing it 365 days a year, you know, it might not be, but it's that consistency that really adds up.
Right. Exactly.
So, very exciting.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing with us all about what you're up to now.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to watch you next year and cheer you on. And hopefully we'll get you back in Ohio here soon.
Soon enough, I'm sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, so please leave comments under this post on my website, juliefouché.com. Also, if you like what you hear, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a rating, and share your thoughts on social media. You can use the hashtag JFHealth with any feedback or questions or ideas for future episodes. So thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time on Pursuing Health.